Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's happening? How are you? Happy, happy, happy Monday. Here we go. Man, I hope you had a good weekend, and I hope you're ready for an awesome week, because it's going to be great if you want it to be that way, or it will be the other way. Depends on what you want. So today, we're going to spend a little time talking about these challenges you're going to have this week. It's going to happen, and how to flip them around, a different way of thinking for you, and flip them around into a new opportunity, if you will, a learning, if you will, to make things go a little better for you. It's going to be kind of fun. Hang on for the ride. It is a Daily Boost. From motivationtomove.com, the positive boost you need every single day. Life begins when you move. Life gets in the way. We stand up, we take a step, we repeat until who's we, by the way? Who's we that stands up, takes a step, and repeats and keep going until you get what you want? Because you're the boss of you. Why would you stop before you've got what you want anyway? Because somebody said you can't do it. It's going to be hard. Oh my God. Oh, who's the we? Well, the we is me and you and all those other tens of thousands of people in this world who have figured out that as long as we keep ourselves moving, no matter how bad we feel, no matter who gets in our face, no matter who says something bad to us, no matter what's on the news, doesn't make any difference. As long as we think about what we want and commit ourselves to going after it and every single day do the best we can to keep moving toward that goal, we're going to get it. If you're that kind of person, you're my kind of person. I love you. We could spend some serious time together doing stuff or hanging on the beach. Doesn't really matter. If you're not that kind of person, listen for a while. Adapt that attitude. Watch what happens. Your life will change when you just say, hey, I don't care what gets in the way. It's not going to stop me. I just keep going. How are you? My name is Scott Smith. I'm the founder and the chief motivating officer here at motivationtomove.com. I'm going to share a quick story with you. I've told this story before. I don't think here, though. I mow my own lawn. And whenever I say that, it's kind of weird. It's like, I mow my own lawn. People say, what, you still mowing your own lawn? I don't have to mow my own lawn. I don't have to. I can afford to get somebody to mow my lawn. I've done that before. I cut my own lawn. But every time I say it, I cannot tell you how many people say, you still mow, you got better things to do than mow your own lawn. You don't need to be doing that. Pay somebody to mow your lawn for you. I'm like, and I say, yeah, but I like mowing my lawn. Oh, how could you like mowing the lawn? You live in Florida. And I can it never works. I can never, ever explain. So I found the thing that explains. Here's what happens. And I'm telling you this for a reason. I say, here's the thing I can't get away from. I don't know if it's being outside, having my feet on the ground, the buzz of the mower. I don't know what it is. But I get so many ideas. I'm out there for about an hour, and I get so many ideas flowing into my head. Half the podcasts I get come from when I mow the lawn. Ideas I get about vacations and jobs I want to do and businesses I want to start, it comes from mowing the lawn. And I said to a friend the other day, I said, yeah, but man, I get all these good ideas. And he stopped in his tracks and he said, oh, I get that. You need to keep mowing the lawn. So a lot of folks like, I'm going to get to the point where I just hire somebody to cut my own lawn. Listen, if you're getting something out of it, you keep doing it. And if you're not, yeah, hire somebody. Make that change. A quick little story thought I'd share with you. Since it's Monday, I asked a simple question. Have you done your homework? The most simple question I could ever ask anybody. And here's what it means. If I ever ask you, have you done your homework? What I'm asking is this. Have you checked in with your life and asked, how's my life going? That's the question on the homework. How's your life going? It's going really well. You're going to defend it. Keep it that way. It's not going so well. You're going to change it. It's in the middle. You're getting splinters in your ass. You're going to stop that crap and you're going to start doing it the way it goes well. But until you stop and ask that question, it's not going to work for you. And if you're flying past this right now thinking, Scott, just get to the content. Talk about this new opportunity thing. If you won't stop and take a few minutes after the show, do your homework and check in with yourself and see how your life is going, you don't need anything else on this show. It's not going to help you anyway. Do your homework. Okay, let's get on with the show. That's enough. Mondays are a little bit longer because we do these couple things early on. So we want to forget about improvement. And we want to go for a new opportunity. That's what you want to do here. Now, that is kind of where I start the premise today. I'm just going to start it by saying that most everybody, I mentioned this last week when they'll say, I just want to be a better version of myself. I always know that's a lie. It's not a bad lie. It's not an intentional lie. It's just people think that's what I need, the best version of myself I can be. I don't want to be the best version of the self I can be. Now, technically, behind the scenes, sure, I want to be that way. I want to be a good dad, a good husband, a good coach. I want to be all that stuff. There's no doubt about it. But in my deep heart of hearts, way down deep inside where Scott lives, I want something new and fun. I want something that excites me. I want a new opportunity. But how do you get those all the time, every single day? How do you make things easier? Man, what if the future or your past didn't matter at all? What if no matter what happened today, it didn't matter? You could turn it into something good. Imagine you didn't worry about your possessions, success, drama of others, all that other stuff. You didn't worry about it. By the way, if you're on social media, you are worried about other people. You're paying attention. It's just filling up your brain. That's why I don't do social media. I mean, at the point, I'm almost giving up entirely because it's a cesspool. I don't like it. I do dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook, private group, where I do my social media there and I get to know you really well. I don't do anything else because it's just not worth it. What would happen if you believed you were in total control of your life? Is it possible? Yeah, somewhat. It's possible, certainly, how you feel. It's possible how you manage things, how you react to things and respond to things. There's no doubt about that. You can't control everything that happens in your life, but you can control how you arrive at that, can't you? So a lot of people know that I tend to study Stoic philosophy. I wouldn't say I'm an expert at it. I wouldn't say I'm a guy who spends my life living on Stoic philosophy. Why is that, Scott? Why don't you live strictly by Stoic philosophy? Well, have you ever read it? I mean, it is 2,300 years old. It doesn't always fit completely with today's world, but there's a lot of good stuff in there, which is most of the stuff that we talk about. You know, it's a regurgitation of what somebody else has said. When you start going back to Stoics, you're not regurgitating. You're going back to the creators of it. So when you start thinking Stoically, you start to change your life. So Stoicism is about paring down and simplifying. Frankly, Stoicism is about common sense. When I talk about my Scott logic, that's my version of common sense. And you do the same thing. There are ways things are done. The sun rises in the east, it sets in the west. I have no idea how that happens. And if you want to argue that point, then you're not a Stoic. Because a Stoic will say, yeah, you're right. It does. That's it. You accept it for what it is. Stoics eliminate unproductive traits that define the majority of the population. I'm a bit Stoic. That's why I eliminate things like social media. It defines a majority of the population who are mostly wasting their time. I don't want my time wasted by stuff. Doesn't mean I don't check in occasionally on Facebook to see what's going on with my friends, but I cancel more than I sign up for all the time. I don't want to see that stuff. It's unproductive. Why do it? If I'm going to be unproductive, I'm going to be sitting on the beach looking at the waves. One of the most common Stoic traits is turning obstacles upside down, creating opportunities, and seeing them as teachable moments. For a Stoic, every bad thing becomes a new source of good. Marcus Aurelius said it this way, the impediment of action advances action. What stands in your way becomes the way. Let me say it one more time so you get that. The impediment to action advances action. What stands in your way becomes the way. We talked about free will on Friday. It's that decision that you make that no matter what gets in your way today, yeah, you could deal with it, but ultimately you say, where's the power source in this? How do I turn this crazy thing into a new opportunity that will change my life, that'll help me get what I want? How do I do that? The very second that you start to wire yourself that way, the world gets easy because you never see anything as an obstacle again. It's like instantaneously, just figure out how to get around it. That's it. You should study some Stoicism if you haven't done that before. It's fun. But again, remember, it's 2,300 years old. A lot of it you're not going to like. A lot of it you're going to love. And I'll say it this way. A lot of you guys, not you, and not you, and not you, and not anybody listening today, but certainly somebody tomorrow, you're not tough enough for it. You're not. You're buying into the current religion of whatever it is going on today. I got news for you. There's nothing new. The folks that lived before us, they knew it worked. They knew it didn't work. Anyway, that's all I'm going to say on that. You get me going on that, we got trouble. Hey, tomorrow, come on back. We're going to have some fun. In the meantime, if you're not a Daily Boost Premium member, it's commercial free plus a whole lot more. Just go to dailyboostpremium.com and check it out. If you are, thank you for being there. I so appreciate you. And if you'd like to connect with me, the only place you can get me on social media is my private Facebook group, dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook. Come on over there. I'd love to hear from you and have some conversation.